I guess one of the first questions that we've got is, what is the global picket line? Can you explain it? Can you describe it?
Yes. In basically, global picket line is a concept. It's just a name, okay, of a discussion about how to best organize international industrial action and solidarity. So what international solidarity for workers means is that when workers have a particular dispute in one country, in one city, in one company, obviously there's a small group of workers, and sometimes they're fighting against a very, very big company. Now, those workers often need international solidarity. That can start from just being messages of support from other people, you know, unions in other countries and so on, who hear about the dispute and so on, all the way to, like, receiving assistance, receiving money. But the concept goes a bit further, which is that it is possible that workers in other cities and other countries can actually take action, solidarity action and industrial action, to support the first group of workers. That is the concept of global picket line.
So what is the purpose of an international committee then, if it's as simple as providing solidarity?
Oh, yes. It is simple as providing solidarity. However, not all solidarity has the same effect. So if you have to think that industrial disputes can be very protracted, they can be very bitter, they have multiple issues running, like, you know, it could be an EBA, it could be illegal sackings, it could be a lot of trouble. So there are many, many local elements, and then other unions will come into solidarity based on discussions of those elements, how much they're supported, how much is in their interest, how much they're connected to their particular union of their particular group of workers in that industry and so on. So unless prior to the concept of global picket line, we would have to send out effectively a call for solidarity that was just undifferentiated to everybody we knew in the world and say, please send solidarity messages. And in some cases where a dispute is protracted, please send money. With global picket line, we are trying to identify a group of workers who can give the strongest support. And the strongest support is an action, like a demonstration or actual industrial action, a stop work inside, preferably inside the same company if it's a global company, but even in other related companies. Now, in order to achieve that, it is not so simple as just send out a message. In order to achieve that, you need discussions, you need mapping, you need an understanding of the company, you need an understanding of their supply lines, their structure, where they are making their profits. It takes discussion amongst comrades who are located in different countries and have a lot of experience of unionism and international organizing. That's why we set up a committee.
And so in terms of, you mentioned international solidarity a lot, and the concept of the global picket line sounds fantastic, but international solidarity as an idea, as a concept for workers, has been around a very long time. I think there was a philosopher whose first name was Karl said, workers of the world unite. So
I heard of Karl.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. I think a few other people might have heard of Karl as well. In terms of the concept, so how is this concept different, or how does it build on the ongoing, the historical solidarity or international solidarity that people already do?
Okay, so it is definitely built on the previous solidarity. So AWL learned everything from discussion with partners and comrades. Okay, so we didn't sort of just sit in a room and just discuss it out by ourselves until we came up with a concept. Global picket line is different in two ways from the normal concept of solidarity. The first one is that it is built on an understanding of the complexity of the global economic system. Like, since Karl wrote his books, the international capitalism has developed tremendously, so that the global companies are now huge, like they have huge control over the world. So and they have a very deep understanding of the level of workers' organization. So when a company, like a car company, decides to put a plant into a different city to build something, a component of a car or a whole car, they're not just looking at which city is connected to the other places, because everywhere is connected. They're also looking for which city is going to give them the lowest paid workers, the lowest paid, the lowest cost infrastructure, the lowest price of electricity, the lowest taxes and things like that. So they are thinking very strategically about their production in order to maximize their profit. We have found through the discussions that the international labor movement, however, hasn't developed this way of thinking. So when there is a dispute, even when it's a dispute inside a big global company, like, for example, the CUB dispute that was happening in Melbourne, in Abbotsford, there was a company, which was a big company, a big Australian company, located in a gigantic international beer and alcohol company. Now, the workers, the union in that dispute started mapping out the company and finding out where all the other production centers were, how many of them were union, how many of them were not union, and so on, to try to develop a solidarity plan. So in that way, global picket line is different from the previous understanding of international solidarity. I think the previous understanding of international solidarity was based on workers having a very deep political understanding that they were all one class, they were all united, and therefore they would try to connect together to have joint action. Unfortunately, in the modern world that we live in, the political level of consciousness of workers has decreased. The political level of consciousness of the leadership of working class organizations has decreased massively. So effectively, even the workers that say we should try to get support don't have an immediate plan of where do we get the support from. So Global Picket Line is trying to find people who think like this, who think we should try to coordinate our actions internationally and then try to have a discussion that creates actions meaningfully where they are going to be most useful to the workers in dispute.
There are lots of different ways that you can organise international solidarity. You've talked about a few of them. One is finding people that have political agreement, for instance. Another way is finding similar workers in dispute around a factory that is currently in dispute. I mean, if you look at all of the different ways that you could organise international solidarity, it can be quite overwhelming. How is the global picket line doing it and why in that particular direction?
Okay, so to not be overwhelming, it is overwhelming. Basically, you're starting from a blank sheet of paper and with an unknown list of partners. It's very difficult. But we are working with people who are very experienced. So basically there are two ways to look for support for workers in dispute. The first one is to do what is called a company map. So basically if a company is a car company, we can look at all their production centres and then we look at all their distribution centres. And from there, we immediately find out that there are places where which are more important to the company, okay? So that is where we want to try to promote solidarity action. Secondly, we do something that is called a union map. And a union map looks at where those places that are important to the company are unionized, either unionized directly with a solid, genuine union in the plant, or there are other unions around who will be prepared to provide solidarity. We know that some cities are more union than others and so on, and some countries are more union than others. And the third thing is that we have a method of identifying people that we want to bring into the discussion. We have a clumsy name for those people, which are called the right people around the table, because we pretend we are all sitting around the table, although we are doing this mostly online through, you know, conferencing. And the right people around the table are people who are very well located to give industrial support. So, for example, if we are looking at supporting a car company, a teacher or a group of teachers in a particular city that doesn't have any manufacturing or any car distribution is an important group of people that can send a solidarity message. But apart from that, they do not have a lot of strategic power to help the dispute. So, however, a city where there is a group of workers who've got like a strike committee into another car company are very, very well placed to begin a discussion with the workers that we are trying to help in a dispute, because they probably have the same issues. They may be looking at the same kind of contract negotiations. They may be looking at the same kind of assembly line processes, the same kind of health and safety problems. They are very, very more able to participate effectively in the campaign. So in that way, by looking at the company, looking at where the unions are located in terms of the dispute, and then looking at people we can find who can come and support the dispute, this is a different model for developing support. Having said all this, it sounds tremendously complicated. I know that. And people are confused the first time they hear about it. So we have a simple way to understand it. The simple way to understand it is when we have a local dispute, like looking at a car factory, for example, and the workers are all on strike, it is very, very important that the workers establish picket lines so that their work isn't replaced by scabs. This is standard in every country in the world and has been for 100 years. So picket lines try to stop production. Now, if the factory has a main gate at the front, the workers would put a picket line at the front gate. Let's say the factory has a back gate as well, which is very common. The workers very quickly will see that the factory is now using the back gate. So they will get a group of workers to go to the back gate and pick at that gate. And if there is a side gate, they will pick at the side gate. Now, those workers at the different gates will stay in communication with each other to say, how is it going at the different picket lines? Now, global picket line is simply an understanding that the factories are not in one place. The companies now have a factory which is effectively distributed around the world. So in order to affect production, we need to close all the gates. So we need a global picket line.